Hi, I'm Jay.
And I'm Robert.
We're coming to you live from my living room to bring you our new podcast.
One More Thing with Jay and Robert.
One More Thing is a podcast that celebrates LGBTQ plus culture and gives us a platform to talk about whatever we want for as long as we want.
I made Jay say that because I can't say, okay, I've actually been trying this. LGBTQ plus.
That's good.
Some things we'll be talking about in this podcast are
movies,
TV,
books,
celebrities,
Ryan Murphy,
Carrie Brownstein,
Zachary Quinto,
why we don't trust Ellen,
whether or not Lea Michele is literate,
if Kristen Stewart is actually attractive,
which she is, if Russell Tovey is actually attractive.
Okay, I'm not the only person that thinks that his ears are attractive, though.
I think you are. I've never heard anyone refer to someone's ears as attractive.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so cute. They're so big. Okay. How proud we are of our daughter, Brie Larson.
Our enemies.
Why Age of Adeline starring...
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively should have won Best Picture.
It's our favorite movie, you forgot.
I know, but she's not my favorite actress.
Okay, that's
It's just
fair.
A good movie.
Yeah, you're right.
You may be asking yourself, why am I listening to this podcast? They're not famous.
Well, we've been wanting to do this for like 3-ish years, and we both finally have some free time.
Yeah, really. I remember like back at the first season that I met you, people being like, oh, we love listening to how you talk. We were like, oh, LOL, that's so funny.
Sounds like we're famous.
And then cut to here we are.
Yeah. We watch a lot of TV and listen to podcasts that's like a gay man and a straight woman commenting on pop culture, or gay people talking about history, or, you know, straight people talking about pop culture, but there's never really a gay man-lesbian combination talking about pop culture.
There is on Gaycation, but they're very serious and they don't really talk about current pop culture, and they're also famous, so they don't really have regular experiences like...
trying to use Tinder and coming across 1,000, my boyfriend and I are looking for threesome accounts.
What?
If you're on Tinder as, like, a woman who is interested in women... you'll come across a lot of accounts from other, like, quote-unquote women who are interested in women, but it's actually straight couples who made a profile under the woman's name and are like, we're looking for a woman to have a threesome with.
Okay, so when that happens, is the main picture of it the woman, or is it the couple?
Both. Both of them together. Or it'll be the woman and the, what's it, the
bio.
Will be like, me and my boyfriend are looking to have a threesome. Like, we're looking for a woman who's interested. I'm gonna open Tinder right now and I bet I can find one.
That seems really awful.
Like, almost immediately.
Let's see how long it'll take.
It is really awful. Okay, yeah, right now we're doing this experiment. I'm opening
Live
Tinder.
From
I have not been on Tinder since you last ran my Tinder.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Tinder takeover.
Let's see. I have to log into Tinder, which is embarrassing. I am now on Tinder, and what we have cut out is 15 minutes of me trying to get onto Tinder, and we're going to see how many swipes it takes me to get to when my boyfriend and I are looking for a threesome account. Okay. Not a boyfriend account.
Is this an ad?
That's just a man. So 2. Oh, she's cute. 3. Hi, ladies. I'm in a committed relationship full of affection, adventure, and curiosity. I'm a bi female interested in exploring the best of both worlds. My man is more than plenty, and a lot of my fantasy comes from watching my man with you, as well as sharing the chemistry between the three of us. My fantasy doesn't include other men. I'm not interested in drama or complicated emotions. For this to work, it must be sweet. So you'll note that was 3 swipes.
Also, can we go back to, quote, my man is more than plenty?
Yeah.
I hate this.
But the man's kind of cute. No?
His eyebrows are darker than his hair is.
Which
kind of
like in a woman, but not... Okay, I hate them.
I'm out.
They're awful.
This is terrible.
Let's see if I can get another one.
Oh, she's cute. Also, I will say, Ian Daniel from Gaycation saw you on Tinder, liked you, and you haven't liked me back. Great. Anyway... the other things we'll be talking about are, like, if you're having feelings about whether or not you're masculine enough for, like, the gay scene.
Or if you're having feelings about the fact that there is no lesbian scene at all.
Okay, wait, pause again. what do you mean, like, no lesbian scene? You, like, that doesn't make sense.
Well, there's just, like, there are no, there's, like, two lesbian bars in Manhattan. There are none anywhere else. I think there are, like, some in San Francisco, and, like, in small towns, there's, like, leather bars or whatever, but there are not. I don't want to go to a leather bar. Stop making that face.
There are leather bars for women?
Yeah. Like, for, like, motorcycle gangs.
Oh my god. I need to go to one!
If any of what we talked about is interesting, you can subscribe to us on iTunes.
We'll be releasing one episode every week starting this Monday.
You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at One More Thang.
Because One More Thing was taken and I tried really hard to make it work.
It's true.
Have a nice life. Goodbye. That was beautiful. You did such a good job of expressing yourself.
It also freaks me out because I don't like the government knowing where I am. I'm JD Salinger.